You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Great to see my buddy Kelly Mano. She's great, isn't she?
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah. Stairway to Kevin.
Yeah. So you guys have obviously, we've all been talking about the news about Joe Biden's diagnosis of cancer. I thought there's two stories that I thought kind of go together on this. One was interesting because you know how this became an instant conspiracy theory, right? This diagnosis became, oh, you've been hiding this from everybody, and no way does it come out of nowhere like that. But I thought it was interesting and sad, too, by the way. But Scott Adams is the guy that created the Dilbert comic. Yeah. He's a very conservative guy. He's been a right-wing, I don't know if advocate would be the right word, but, I mean, he's definitely had a political place in recent years, probably the last 10, 15, 20 years. But he just announced yesterday that he has the exact same cancer, that he thinks it's probably going to take his life this summer, but that he said it absolutely can come on that fast and that it was his experience. And I just found that interesting. It kind of tied into what we talked about yesterday, how when something terrible happens, people start to put aside all of this political stuff. They're like, no, listen, I'm living this too, and this isn't some conspiracy. It does come on fast. It's a reason it's called an aggressive cancer, because there are some kinds that they start and you don't know it, and then all of a sudden there it is, and it has spread, which is why it's called what it is. So I thought that was interesting. And obviously, terrible news about Scott Adams.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who it is. That's terrible news. And interesting, though, that he's kind of contradicting that public message that has been coming from the jerks. Let's be honest. Not most people that are conservative or Republican or Trump or whatever, but like the jerks were doing stuff like that, the conspiracy nuts doing stuff like that. But then there was another story today that's not about the cancer diagnosis, but it was about the last 2 years in office for Joe Biden. So there's a new book coming out, which is why this is coming out. The story is out. But this is a book being written by Jake Tapper. So not exactly a right-wing hitman, right? I mean, I think if we're going to call Jake anything, he would be a left-wing guy. They interviewed over 200 people that were in and around the White House during the last 2 years of Joe Biden's presidency. And these were people saying it was clearly a problem. His cognitive ability was a problem on a day-to-day basis, that his closest circle, so his two or three advisors that have been with him since the beginning, and his wife and his family, they were all protecting him from any criticism. They were all keeping from any, they wanted to keep it from anybody knowing. But for 2 years, there were all of these people who were saying, yep, it was terrible. In fact, some of them are quoted in this new book as saying they went to Biden's people and said, what are we doing? This can't work. This can't happen. He can't do it. So this was going on for 2 years, and all the way up until just after that debate, which is where it became, you can't hide this from the world anymore. The story was, he's fine, he's fine, he's great, he's doing the job. And it just made me want to ask, like, when it comes to a high-ranking office, the president of the United States for sure, but maybe even senators and Supreme Court justices, should it be okay to cover those things up? Because to me, that's not okay. That's the leader of the free world, and we shouldn't be... Now, if it's a medical condition that doesn't change how you can do your job, mm-hmm. perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You don't need to tell anybody about that.
Yeah.
But when your cognitive abilities are a problem, and everyone around you, the people that root for you, the people that want you in that chair, are saying this is a problem, should there be a duty to bring that to the public?
Yeah, I think reasonably that the first time that President Biden or any president or any high-ranking official shows signs of decline, I don't think you need to run to the public and say,
right.
But there, and we all know, and it's like you recognize pornography when you see it kind of thing, that we all know when that line has been crossed. We are now actively covering this up. I personally, just Dave Glover, personally have no doubt that they are not lying about his diagnosis, because like you said yesterday, there's no reason.
No.
It's anti-logical. It would have been the perfect excuse to get out of running again.
Yes, less embarrassing. Yes.
I also have no doubt whatsoever that this is true, that he was debilitated for much of his presidency, that they did cover it up, especially Jill Biden, and that's terrible. It should not have happened. And we dodged a bullet and probably got President Trump. Now, President Trump may have just whipped everyone's ass, no matter if they had a primary, and if it would have been Gavin Newsom or J.B. Pritzker, he might have won anyway, might have beaten them even worse. But I, looking back, don't think the Democrats had a chance.
Not under these
not
circumstances.
The way it happened.
No. And the only way you would have had a chance is if you had gotten a candidate that the voters would get excited about. Because they didn't really have a choice, right? It was either the incumbent or it was going to be the vice president, because the vice president, when you're that close to the election, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Right? When you get down to that wire. So you never had a chance to have an actual competition. But it's stunning to me when I'm seeing quotes from people. And again, these are people that worked in the White House, worked for the president, wanted him to succeed, and were proud of the policies they were trying to implement, saying, what are we doing to his closest advisors? And I think it comes back to a larger story, too. Like, this thing goes up levels. But if you are in those positions, your loyalty should not be to a person. Your loyalty should not be to Joe Biden or Donald Trump or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or whatever. Your loyalty should be to the nation that you are there to protect and serve. And when you're covering for someone who has a problem that could impact their ability to do that job to the best of their abilities, that's not okay. Showing loyalty there to the person is not the move.
Do you think that's showing loyalty to Biden, though? Because to me, it's, hey, Biden's our best bet. We better weekend at Bernie's this as long as we possibly can. I mean, that's the way it hits me.
Well,
I don't think it's like,
it's going,
oh, we can't hurt him. Yeah. We don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't think anybody on staff covering for that was saying like, hey, Grandpa's just going to be way too upset if we say something to him. To me, it reeks way more of like, yeah, we've got a great thing going here.
Yeah.
We've got a staff kind of handling the... Exactly.
Well, that may be the bigger problem, is those very close... So the way that it was put, there are three really close advisors that have been with him his entire career. And then his family members, they were the ones protecting and didn't want to change it. But all of these other people that worked in the administration are saying this can't work. The polling shows you can't win. And then on top of that, you have all this, but nobody would do it. Nobody would say it out loud. Nobody would challenge this little inner group of people. And I think you're right, guys. The group of people that were saying, what are we doing? What's going on here? They were at least voicing something. But the people that were immediately protecting the president were not doing it because they were only worried about, you know, they were probably delusional in thinking he's the only one that could win. Because, duh. but they were also protecting their friend and their husband and their father and their, but that can't be the priority in that position ever, right?
I just have a lot of questions about this. I don't doubt the diagnosis. It is a little suspect that you would reveal it 2 days before this original sin book drops.
Agreed.
Maybe it's a mere, you know, it's a complete coincidence, but I don't think I'm crazy for going like, that's weird.
No, I mean, it wouldn't be surprising to me if they knew about the cancer thing for a period of time and right. weren't going to say anything. And then now is like, well, could shield us from some things.
Yeah, let's shield us from some
that wouldn't be surprising.
Here. The other thing is, would Jake Tapper have written this book if Joe Biden would have been reelected?
Great question. Great, and the answer should be yes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the answer would be, but it should be yes.
And the other thing is, when was this book written? When was the research done? When were these interviews conducted? Maybe the answers to those questions are out there, but I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
But was it going on during the campaign and CNN is sitting on this information because a book is about to come out?
Let me see what it says. The interviews, I think, happened. I'm only going by the write-up, obviously. The book isn't out yet. It sounds like the interviews happened kind of in and around that time. Like the conversations inside were happening in 2023 and 2024. I'm not entirely sure when the process of the book starting happened. It doesn't address it in the story. But I think that's a fascinating question, too. So the book, here you go. It says the book is based on more than 200 interviews, mostly Democratic insiders, all of which occurred after the election was over. So all of the interviews going into the book. So basically, it's like a postmortem. Why did this happen? Why did it go that wrong? And then here's what we found out.
Okay.
Which is way better, by the way, because right. If those things were being asked and those interviews were happening before the election and nobody said anything, that's even worse. If you are a reporter, if you're in the media, you not only should do it, I think you have a duty.
Absolutely.
To put out news, like news, real information, regardless of who it's about.
Well, and Jon Stewart apparently has kind of lashed out at CNN. And you guys know I have my own problems with CNN.
Yeah.
I just don't appreciate the way they approach a lot of topics.
Mm-hmm.
It just reeks of bias most of the time when I'm watching during the day anyway. But Jon Stewart basically is accusing CNN of withholding important news from viewers. And then they're going
on
the
air. Was it on this story or separately?
On this story.
Yeah.
And they're promoting the book all the time on the air.
Yeah.
It's like, so you're trying to sell. This is the same kind of criticism Michael Wolff faced when he was releasing like Fire and Fury and all that stuff. Like, why are you... Or maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was Bob Woodward.
Yep.
With all the George Floyd stuff. Like he's withholding quotes. He has this information that's valuable that people deserve to know. But you wait until you're releasing your book.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
100%. That's worse than White House or political insiders protecting their candidate.
Well,
a journalist should never sit on news ever.
The mathematics is no one's protecting the country.
Right. Exactly. Right. Across the board. Right. So you have the insiders in D.C. protecting themselves and each other.
Yeah.
And then you have the Fourth Estate, which is supposed to keep an eye on everybody, also just protecting stories so that they can sell books out of it. Or in both cases, maybe covering for the candidate that they want to give favorable treatment to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, how many times you can say it for CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, OAN, whatever. You know, it's not journalism if you're trying to fit into a certain certain politic or political viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But that if you say, well, these candidates, we want to be careful. We don't want to make them look bad. Well, then you're not a journalist.
Leo Terrell is a Fox News contributor who, like every other Fox News contributor, is now in the government. And he is an assistant U.S. attorney or an assistant in the attorney general's office. I forget. And he is giving interviews saying that he is investigating Jill Biden for possible charges of elder abuse.
Well,
so it's about to get even goofier.
I mean,
I've never really been on the Jill Biden train as much as some other people. That you're making kind of a leap unless we have like proof. Hey, I have an audio recording of her pushing Joe Biden to run for a second term. Like, who knows what is going on? No one really knows what's happening within a relationship like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel it's a little silly to.
But I disagree, because if you take these interviews and you throw 3/4 of them out, and so there are 50 people who were in on this who said this is terrible. certainly, I mean, I've been through Alzheimer's with my mom and with my dad, and families do the same things. Families cover for each other, and it's not that bad, and one sibling thinks it's fine, and one sibling thinks they need to go to a nursing home, but certainly the wife knows. My mom knew about my dad, and she selfishly, sorry, Mom, didn't do anything about it because she needed him to drive her places. And so I think the same thing happens in the first family as well, but I just believe with all my heart and soul that she wanted the power. Maybe she wanted it for her husband. Maybe she really was being super supportive. Maybe she was being selfish. The ins and outs of it, I don't know.
Right.
But she certainly knew that he was declining. I mean, I saw the debate. She saw the debate. She kept it going after that. I don't blame Joe as much because he's the person who's declining.
Well, sure, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
In fact, in the story I saw, there was somebody in there who was one of the advisors, like, mad that they're doing this. It's like, look, I don't even blame Joe. Like, he's the one declining. We should be helping Joe, but nobody is because either they're deluded into thinking this is the best thing for the country.
Or
but
they're
it is
being selfish.
It is not in the best interest of the country to hide mental decline of the president of the United States.
Yes.
It is not in the best interest of the country, period, the end.
Yes.
And across the board in politics, we need to stop taking our love for somebody out of it and look at it from a neutral standpoint and what is best for us, not what is best for that person.
And the job of being president of the United States isn't just sitting in a room on a throne,
no,
being protected, and people coming in and asking questions and you saying yes or no.
Yeah.
Maybe he was capable of that. But you look at what Donald Trump does. Now, Donald Trump is just a couple of years behind Joe Biden.
Right.
But he's got tons of energy. I don't like how he uses it. But he has tons of energy. He's flying all over the place. He's making deals. He's doing interviews.
Yeah.
That's what you need from a president is that sort of ability.
And it's also about the 3 a.m. wake-up call. And
yes,
when there's a crisis in the middle of the night or just something that requires your attention for like 20 straight hours.
Well, when he
where
said,
you can't go just take a nap.
When he said, yeah, I didn't do well in that debate because I had a cold and I had been on the road. Well, brother,
then you can't be president.
You can't be president.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Pretty out there right now, but that could change pretty quickly. Dave Murray joins us. Dave, let me say on behalf of everyone on the show, you've been doing a great job the past few days.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Michael
and I worked until, I don't know, 1 o'clock last night.
Woo! So I'm going to be straight with you. I fell asleep. I don't know really what happened. How bad did it get?
It looks like there was a tornado way down south Washington County, southern Washington County. For the most part, it was some wind, some hail, And this kind of all of a sudden about 11:30, 12 o'clock, a bow echo, a squall line kind of kicked in and pushed everything out. A lot of heavy rain. Some rainfall amounts of 3 to 4 inches over a very short period of time. Some flooding on the roads, stuff like that. But it wasn't anything to write home about. But we're all on a little bit of edge,
no doubt,
just a little bit. The good news is, go ahead.
No, I mean, isn't it interesting that as everyone knows, I was in Chicago when it hit on Friday, and I was seeing TikToks, and I thought they were either fake or mistaken. That's not St. Louis. That's not my hometown. And,
right.
And even once I realized it was, and even once we came home and I saw it with my own eyes driving down Skinker, it's still just sort of dawning on us day by day, right? We don't have the full picture yet.
No, we really don't. The damage is incredible. There's still a lot of power outages in the area, and that's going to take a lot of time to come up. But we started to see this effect in the blizzard of 82. You know, it hit us really hard. And then, like, the next 3 or 4 snow situations, everybody was like, oh, no, it's going to happen again, you know, kind of thing. And, and I understand that completely. And every time we get thunderstorms now, everybody thinks this is going to happen again.
And what are we looking like today?
The good news is there's good and bad news. We have tornado watches up to our north. And it's basically from about Springfield down to Effingham. And then we have a tornado watch to the south, basically south of Carbondale and Evansville. We're kind of in between. I do think the cool front has come through, even though winds are out of the southwest. That's just the way the system is kind of designed right now. So somewhere along the line, these two thunderstorm complexes are going to come together. But I think once they do, it's going to be past Effingham and it's going to be past Mount Vernon. So I'm going to go all clear here in the St. Louis area now and all clear for tonight. And we've got a couple of nice, relatively cool days coming up for the middle to end of May. A lot of sunshine tomorrow. It's a little windy from the west-northwest. 60s to near 70, 52, and clear skies on Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny, breezy, 68, 49 on Thursday night. Friday, sunny and 69, but the unsettled weather pattern comes back again late Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. It's not going to be raining all the time, but it is kind of a scattered springtime thunderstorm pattern. We're going to have to pay attention over the holiday weekend, unfortunately.
Don't we have one of those sort of Memorial Day, St. Louis, it always rains kind of things?
Yes. Yeah, every 4th of July, every Memorial Day, every Labor Day, every holiday.
Yeah, pretty much. Headlines, Rage?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. And I should have done this before Dave Murray's forecast, but that forecast was brought to you by Siding Express and SidingExpress.com. Transform your home with the beauty and durability of James Hardy Siding. At Siding Express, we specialize in James Hardy siding installation. Visit SidingExpress.com today to schedule a free consultation. That's SidingExpress.com. Let's start by talking about Charles Kushner. That's Jared Kushner's father. The Senate just confirmed him to become the ambassador to France.
Oh, thank God.
This comes after his pardon by Donald Trump for tax evasion and other crimes. Look, I've never dove into Charles Kushner's crimes, but I just feel like we talked about this with the Bidens earlier. You reach this position of power, of influence, of money flowing in, where you just become insulated from any kind of real consequences. In fact, you continue to be rewarded even when you've done bad things. And I don't know if you guys are feeling this, but I am feeling this a lot lately. It really just feels like society, more than ever in my lifetime, is divided into the haves and the have-nots.
Amen, sister.
And I wish more people would open their eyes to that. Kind of what we were talking about in the last segment. You got to criticize the people who are in charge, even if they're taking up for your cause in your mind.
Yeah.
They are on a level you will never get to, and they don't want you to ever get there.
And
it's the Carlin thing. I mean, he was a comic. He was funny, but he's right. It's a big club, and you're not in
it. You're not in it,
right,
bro.
And millionaires are not in the club.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No. I'll tell you what. Regular old millionaires are probably the ones getting hosed more than anybody.
Yeah.
They pay huge tax rates. They don't get the benefits of billionaires. They don't get the benefits of people that are worth $300-500 million, mm-hmm. and they're going to pay tax on all that. Mm-hmm. You take your rich ball player down the road who's making $30 million a year, he's paying 50-60% of that in taxes. But the guys that are billionaires are paying nothing in income tax because they're not getting a salary. They refuse to take a salary. They take it all in stock, and then they use that to get 2% loans where they can just make they can be billionaires and never have to worry about paying income tax ever.
Speaking of billionaires, Elon Musk, the world's richest person that we know of anyway, has announced that he will significantly reduce his political spending in the future. This is because of all the backlash that Tesla is facing. He's basically trying to get out of the political game now after he's seeing how unhappy people are with, you know, where he's putting his money.
Yeah. Is that it? Or did he just accomplish his goals?
I mean, well, he said, I think I've done enough. So it's like probably a little of both.
You got attached to the government. You had access to people's private records. You got all this stuff. Who knows what he did with... I don't trust that guy at all. I trust him less than I trust pretty much any person on the planet.
The NFL tush-push ban proposal is back on the table at the spring owners' meetings. I'm not even going to try to be the one to roll this out. Wheels, can you explain what the tush-push play is?
All right, so there are a couple teams, but the main one is the Philadelphia Eagles that are really good at this. When you have a good running quarterback, especially one who's not frail, but like physically strong like Jalen Hurts is, so what they do is they line up two or three guys behind him on a goal line play. And it's just a quarterback sneak, and everybody goes forward, and the guys behind him all run, and they push him. They push his tush into the end zone. Right. And a lot of players around the league and a lot of teams are saying, this is a risky, it's a dangerous play, because you've got like five or six human beings pushing at like two or three that are actually in that spot defensively, and they think it's unsafe. I don't know if it is. If they have data that shows that, I'll believe them. But most people hate it because it's just boring.
That is the single hottest story you've ever done.
Yeah.
Are they worried like people will get trampled doing that?
Well, they're worried about like knee injuries and leg injuries and things like that for the defensive linemen who are trying to stop it.
Okay.
Because you'll have, like, say you're a defensive tackle. Let's say you have three defensive linemen and they're all lined up head to head against an offensive lineman. So you're lined up against a 320-pound guy across from you. And then you've got the quarterback pushing in, and then you've got three more guys behind who are not just players, but they put big guys back there. So three more guys that are 270, 280 pounds, and you've got all of that force coming at three people. And then, of course, you're going to have linebackers trying to jump in. I haven't seen any data on the injuries. I think it's a fair question to ask whether or not that's a safe play.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about sports, the White Sox have unveiled a mural in honor of Pope Leo.
It's pretty funny.
The mural features the Chicago native Pope in his papal garb, along with a photograph of him with a local family cheering on the team. This is pretty cool. You know, yesterday I was saying I don't necessarily dig the people who are dressing up as the Pope. I don't think that's necessarily, I don't think they're there like, we're here to show respect, but this is more of my speed as far as like, this is fun. This is fun. Yeah. They're doing something like
having
that.
Having fun with it.
Have we talked about these seven inmates who escaped a New Orleans prison?
Man.
But you've seen this online, right?
Yes.
They found a hole behind a toilet and they all escaped and wrote messages saying like, this is too easy, we're innocent, all this. The search continues for these inmates. Authorities are saying they have friends and family members who are helping them and concealing them and helping them move around, which is making their job more challenging.
I only half mean this, but I remember as a kid, I remember thinking, if you get out, if you do a successful jailbreak, you should just get out.
Especially if there's just a hole behind the toilet. Like, what are you supposed to not shimmy out of that?
Do they not understand. Do any inspections in these prisons?
I don't think so.
Oh, you know this had to be an inside job. There had to be some help on the inside.
I saw, it's a different story, but it's the same thing. I saw a story where a prison guard was arrested after 10 inmates got out. And it sounds like maybe he was conspiring with them to make that happen. What's up with this?
Yeah, I mean,
sudden prison break syndrome.
How are they able to like pay him off? I can't imagine the guard doing that out of the
money,
kindness of his heart.
Family money from the outside, like people send money.
I think we'd be shocked at... I doubt there's a prison in the country, maybe in the world, that runs on the up and up.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, maybe there are some, but I would bet the majority are probably questionable at best.
Dante says that he saw me over the weekend in Chicago, took his son to see Beyonce, but didn't want to creep me out. Dante, you would not creep me out. I met a couple of listeners in Chicago this week. Anytime you guys see me out, just say hello. Dave, you agree with that, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I love
Dante's
comment.
And be nice. Just everybody, you know, we're nice. Nice.
Nice guys.
He said, I didn't want to creep him out, so I didn't speak. That's very nice. Let's do one more story. Gas prices are set for their cheapest Memorial Day since 2021, so this is good news because 69% of Americans are planning a road trip this summer. The national average price of gas is expected to be $3.08 per gallon on Memorial Day. That's the lowest since 2021, like I said. 40% of respondents to a survey they did are willing to drive more than 5 hours to reach their destination. So hopefully everybody's safe on their road trips this weekend.
Very good. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 351. Happy Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what day it was.
I only see other people referencing Tuesday over and over again, but it feels I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
It's because Andrew's gone.
I know. I miss him.
Yeah.
Miss my buddy. But he's
awfully quiet in my office.
Yeah.
It's just me talking to myself now, instead of the two of us talking.
So speaking of Kevin talking, you have two very interesting takes today. One is on P. Diddy and the other is on Pop-Tarts.
Which one do you want?
Both.
All right. So we can do the Sean Combs thing. I'm not calling him Diddy anymore. I'm sorry. When you're accused of the things he's been accused of, you don't get to decide what we call you anymore. You're Sean Combs. That's the name that's on the indictment. So let's go with that name. How does that happen for so long?
I think the same way that Biden, the thing happens.
Or the Weinstein thing. I guess, isn't that crazy, though, that people care so much about their careers? I mean, like, I care about my career, don't get me wrong. But not to the point where I would allow anything along those lines to happen near me or around me without saying something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like, there's something about, maybe it's because that's just another level. But I don't think I would change based on the level, right? Because I know you owe like millions of dollars and big recording careers, or in the Harvey Weinstein case, you know, acting careers, whatever. But I don't get how people just let that slide and just let these kinds of just say it. I mean, like, they're predators. Mm-hmm. That's what the people who do these things are. They're predators. They take advantage of positions of power to get what they want. I don't know how it lasts as long as it does without it becoming more publicly known.
And is your take on Pop-Tarts pretty much the same?
Dude, no, it's exactly the same. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but there are now going to be Pop-Tarts ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Like, come on.
Wow.
Seriously. I'm like, so the sandwich part on the outside's Pop-Tarts.
How have we not thought of this sooner?
I know.
It seems like such a duh.
How did pretty stupid.
How did none of us just do it?
Yeah.
You open a pack of Pop-Tarts. There's two of them in there.
You got
you
ice
slap
cream.
Ice cream in there. You got the tastiest dessert in the history of desserts.
You know who loves Pop-Tarts?
Andrew. They're great.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerd Yes.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.